I'm Steve Potter, and still to come on Cityscape, on our Soundbite segment, we're going to talk to some St. Louis restaurant owners about their keys to success. Next week, the American Guild of Organists is holding its North Central Regional Convention in St. Louis, with several events open to the public. Joining us now, Christopher Houlihan. He's a professional organist based in New York. He's there now, and he's joining us. Hi, Christopher. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And in the studio, Andrew Peters. He's the pastoral musician at Second Presbyterian Church. He's also this year's convention coordinator. Andrew, good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for having us.
And Brent Johnson is involved in the convention as well, and he's an organist with Third Baptist Church.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here, Brent. Christopher, you're on a recital tour right now. I think you're doing about 7 dates in 5 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it's starting off in New York here, and then I go to St. Louis and San Diego and back to Massachusetts and all over the place.
Yeah, two of those dates are connected to the American Guild of Organist conventions, including the one here. But you're also going to be appearing at the Oregon Historical Society's convention in Springfield, Massachusetts.
That's right. Every summer in odd years, the AGO has regional conventions around the country, and the Oregon Historical Society is another organization focused on the pipe organ, and it's really great to be a part of these events. They really bring together organists and fans of organ music and the pipe organ. It's really just a great experience to share this music with other organists and organ fans, and a great way to expose the wider public to this wonderful instrument and this music that we all love.
Is it any different for you performing for organists as opposed to public?
Well, I suppose it can feel like there's a little more pressure, but I try not to focus on that. I just approach it like any recital where I'm just thinking about making music for an audience and sharing this music with people.
That makes sense. Andrew Peters, you're this year's convention coordinator here in St. Louis. From where will these attendees be coming this year?
They're coming primarily from the states within this region, Iowa and Minnesota.
7 or 8 states, I think, right?
Right. But we also have attendees as far away from England coming, some from Florida. So a wide range.
Brent, how many do you expect this year?
Just this morning, I think we're looking at 168 attendees that have registered, but we still have more coming in. And like Andy said, they're coming from all over the country and even all over the world.
So are they exclusively organists themselves, church organists, primarily?
Primarily, but sometimes some of them are bringing family members along. I think the ones from Florida are already here from what I've heard.
Brent, 3 of the events during these 3 days are going to be open to the public. What will those that will be attending the convention be doing for these 3 days?
Well, the attendees get the opportunity to not only go to these same public concerts and events, but they have workshops that are geared towards various aspects of producing music for church or for the organ. We actually have 5 public events. The first one is Monday evening at Christ Church Cathedral, where Chris Marks is going to play a concert. We have a little opening hymn and reading. And he's going to play a fantastic concert featuring some music of Seth Bingham. He's one of our proponents of that American composer that a lot of people don't know of. He's going to show us a lot of that. Tuesday morning, we have a hymn festival led by Dr. John Benke. He's from Mequon, Wisconsin. That's going to be right here in Grand Center at Third Baptist Church, 11 o'clock in the morning. The public is welcome to come and enjoy some fantastic arrangements of some traditional hymns, accompanied by brass, choir, and the Gateway Ringers will be here for that one.
Christopher Houlihan, on Sunday, you're going to be performing at Trinity Lutheran Church, which is located in the historic Soulard neighborhood here in St. Louis. So I guess you perform in historic churches more often than not. Would that be right?
That's true. Very often the churches are historic buildings, but I also play at colleges and universities and concert halls with pipe organs. So a wide variety of places.
I was thinking about acoustics, and that sure varies from venue to venue. And I would think it'd be interesting, challenging maybe in older buildings. How important are the acoustics to you, and how does that vary from place to place?
Well, they often say that the room is really the most important stop on an organ. It really makes a big difference because each organ is custom built for the room and the acoustic that it's in. It really affects the sound of that particular instrument. And no two instruments are alike to begin with, and no two rooms are exactly alike either. So there really can be a wide variety. The same piece can sound very different on a different organ and a different type of acoustic, which I find really exciting and really one of the great things about the organ.
So the venue can be a lot different, the acoustics, the instrument that you're performing on can be a lot different. So are you always able to have a little private time in a new place with the new instrument before you perform or not?
Yes. Well, you absolutely have to. You know, if I were sometimes jealous of someone like a violinist who could show up and just play the instrument that he already knows and loves, but an organist has to get to a venue at least a day, if not 2 days in advance, and spend many, many hours really reorchestrating, rearranging the pieces that he or she already knows very well, but relearn them for a new specific instrument. It's a challenge, but a thrill.
We're talking about the American Guild of Organists North Central Regional Convention, which is next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in St. Louis. And Christopher will be sort of starting things off unofficially on Sunday with his performance in Soulard. Andrew and Brent, Christopher's going to be in town for this to get things started. What should we know about Christopher as a professional musician? What does he bring to the table from your perspective?
Lots of experience and some creative programming and just very inviting playing.
I agree, creative programming. So many times concert organists get to play things that church organists don't always get to. You have a wider time span. You've just got an opportunity to show off the organ in ways that we don't always get to on Sunday mornings. So hearing somebody like him come in and just play the organ to its fullest is going to be amazing.
We have a sample of Chris's work. What would you like us to hear, Chris?
The Carillon de Westminster of Louis Vierne, which is a great piece based off of a tune that everyone is familiar with.
That's organist Christopher Houlihan. He's going to be performing in St. Louis on Sunday. The American Guild of Organists are holding their North Central Regional Convention in St. Louis next week. We're also talking to Brent Johnson and Andrew Peters. Christopher, the Trinity Lutheran Church has an old restored pipe organ. I think it was recently restored. Do you know anything about the instrument that you're going to be performing on?
I know a little bit about it. I've seen it on paper, so to speak, and I've read about it, and I have a good idea of what I'll be encountering, but you never really know what an instrument's like until you get there and get your hands on it and get to hear it in person. So, uh-huh.
What do you have planned on the program?
I'm going to be playing a few preludes and fugues to start off. One by Bach, a really big, fantastic one, subtitled The Wedge Fugue because of the way the theme splits in half. And also a great prelude and fugue by Brahms and a brand new prelude and fugue by a composer based here in New York, Henry Martin. That piece is a little bit jazzy. It's a little bit like Gershwin meets Bach, and I'm really excited about taking it on the road this summer. And then I'm also playing a whole symphony for the organ by Louis Vierne, who we just heard in that Carillon to Westminster, but he also wrote full-fledged symphonies for one solo instrument, because the organ is a lot like a whole orchestra for one player, and I'll be doing his fourth symphony.
Christopher, I'm curious where you grew up and how your love of the organ developed.
I grew up in a small town in Connecticut, Somers, Connecticut, near Springfield, Massachusetts, and I was taking piano lessons as a kid, just to sort of for something to do after school, I think. And one day I sort of noticed for the first time the pipe organ in the church attached to the school I was attending. And I was just overwhelmed by the sight of it and the sound of it, to see the organist playing and all the stops and keys and pedals moving and the shiny pipes. And it just seemed so much cooler than the piano. And I just got hooked.
You know, you're a fairly young guy. And a lot of people might just associate organ with, I don't know, old-fashioned church music. Would they be surprised that the organ is played in other types of venues and for other reasons?
Actually, yes. I find that often when people attend an organ recital for the first time, I hear comments that it's just so much more exciting and colorful and fun than they expected. The organ has such a wide variety of repertoire written for it. And if you've never experienced this great music, it's just absolutely thrilling to be a part of it. There's nothing really like attending a live organ recital.
Do you play any other instruments?
I don't, not really. I play the piano a little bit, but not professionally.
Well, we look forward to having you in town. Christopher Houlihan will be performing Sunday, 7 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Soulard. We want to thank you, Christopher, for joining us today, and hope you enjoy your time when you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be a part of this AGO convention.
Christopher Houlihan, thank you. In the couple of minutes we have left, Andrew and Brent, let's be sure we hit on, there were a total of 5 events that the public are welcome to. You mentioned one or two of them.
Well, one other one, every regional convention includes a competition for young organists. Those are organists who are under 24 who have auditioned to perform. We have 3 that will be competing, and the public is welcome to come hear them play. That's on Monday, starting at 1 p.m., going till 4:30 at First Presbyterian in Kirkwood on their newly installed organ. We also have a concert. It's actually our closing concert on Wednesday evening. That's at the Cathedral Basilica at 8 p.m. Tom Murray from Yale University is going to be performing a wonderful program there.
And the winner of the competition after Monday, he or she will play a solo recital Wednesday at 12:45 at First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood. And it's always exciting to hear a young player who's just won something like that.
Well, your convention is about to begin. Are you ready for it? And do you play host to these people from out of town? Are they going to have a chance to experience the city? That sort of thing?
Yes, they'll get to see many parts of it, and hopefully the weather will be nice. We won't get the usual June St. Louis weather.
Cross your fingers on that one.
Right.
The American Guild of Organists are holding their North Central Regional Convention in St. Louis. It begins Sunday at 7 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church with Christopher Houlihan performing. Then events next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you'd like more information about the when and where, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have a link to all the information people need to know. I'm curious about the opportunities to maybe experience organ music in St. Louis. Is that something that's available every weekend somewhere? I think at least one of you gentlemen is involved in a concert series of your own. So what's the scene like?
Well, it's possible to hear an organ recital almost every day of the week, it seems like, in this town anymore. Before, we used to have always Thursdays down at Christ Church Cathedral, but now Historic Trinity Lutheran, where Chris Houlihan is playing, has a recital series every month. At Third Baptist Church, we have a Friday series in the afternoons in spring and fall. And Andy Peters, you have a series at your church as well?
Correct, at Second Presbyterian.
And I'm probably leaving out some. Kirkwood, First Presbyterian, I know have some. So yeah, the opportunities are just endless to hear music, not just like you'd hear it in church on Sunday mornings, but in a concert situation.
Brent Johnson is an organist with Third Baptist Church. Andrew Peters is with Second Presbyterian Church and is this year's convention coordinator. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And coming up next on Cityscape, Soundbites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.